10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome to Aging Info Radio. Yes, I am Sue Zawacki, your host, and Sunday, so good to me, and I hope it's good to you. And if you want to listen to our show live, go to the web to aginginforadio.com, scroll down on our homepage, and hit that Listen Live button. Well, my show today is about mortgages, and no, do not change the dial or shut off your radio. We're going to bring interest to a rather mundane subject, and that being mortgages. And my promise to you is that you will learn something today. We are seeing mortgage rates go up, and is this a good sign for our housing market and the economy or not, or are we heading into another housing bubble? And with a strong housing market, you have a robust economy, or it's been like that in the past. And then again, I wonder, with all the mortgage mayhem. Mayhem, yes, there is. There is endless factors. The regulatory or over-regulatory has slowed it all down. We used to take 30 days, and now it takes 90 if we are lucky to close on a mortgage. And I do believe it may take some time, but eventually the regulatory or over-regulatory and market pressure will force the mortgage industry to streamline, modernize and computerize and make every real estate transaction much more efficient in much less time. And I do not believe that Americans will ever stop buying and building homes. And in the future, I think as we move into a faster paced society, we're going to become even more anxious as Americans and will increasingly expect to be in new homes in a matter of days or weeks instead of weeks and months. The demand will move it all forward. And my guests today are going to talk about reverse and forward mortgages, forward meaning traditional mortgages. And my first guest is Danielle Wilson. She is a reverse mortgage specialist. And Danielle has over 17 years experience in this area. And welcome, Danielle, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. Thank you very much for having me.
You, 17 years experience. How long has reverse mortgages been around?
Well, a lot of people probably don't realize, but they've been around since 1987. And, well, that's about 26 years, and I've been doing it for 17 of those, so...
I bet you have seen many changes in this program during the 17 years.
Well, a lot of changes. The amount of programs and types of reverse mortgages that people can get have changed. Values of their homes, which allow them to use more money from their home, that's changed. And the amount that has been set that is available to the homeowner is also changed.
Interesting. You know, Danielle, as a consumer, I hear a lot of misconceptions. You know, people say reverse mortgages, oh, those are really bad, or, oh, I would never do a reverse mortgage, or it's not good for my parents to do that. And I'm sure with your 17 years experience, you hear a lot of this same type of rebuttal. What is your comeback when people say to you, oh, that's not good?
Well, first of all, a lot of people think that they lose title to their home immediately, and they never lose title to their home. It's always their home. It is just a mortgage on their property, but it's just a different kind of mortgage than a mortgage that they would make payments on.
So what is, okay, the word HECM. In explaining what a reverse mortgage is, the word HECM, I'm sure, is still the word that's being used or referred to as a reverse mortgage. Is that so?
It is. It is. And HECM stands for Home Equity Conversion Mortgage. And it's a reverse mortgage. And the reason why it's dubbed reverse mortgage is because instead of a borrower getting a mortgage where they traditionally make monthly payments, it's a reverse mortgage because they are able to receive payments from the equity in their home.
Well, I would say, and I know just from what I've learned about reverse mortgages, there's many benefits to getting a reverse mortgage? What are some of the benefits that you see?
Well, first of all, there is no repayment on the loan as long as the borrower lives in their home. As long as it remains as their primary residence, there is no repayment that needs to be done on the reverse mortgage. They retain 100% ownership of their property, as I'd mentioned. The additional money that they will be able to get from the equity in their home allows them to pay for, you know, property taxes, pay for medications, you know, to help themselves live a better life, basically.
So there are no limits to what they can do with the funding that they get from a reverse mortgage.
There are no limits. It is their money. They can do with it what they choose to do.
Well, you are definitely the expert. I'm here with Danielle Wilson. She is a reverse mortgage specialist. If you are considering a reverse mortgage or you have questions about one, I highly recommend that you call Danielle at U.S. Lending and Finance. Her phone number is 630-205-5637. USLendingLTD.com is their website and their Illinois licensing mortgage number. And everyone that talks to you about any type of mortgage should always give you this number. Their number is MB675-9199. Now, let's talk about qualifications for a reverse mortgage. What I've heard that you have to at least be 62 years young, right?
62 years young, yes. That is true. And the person getting the reverse mortgage, as I'd mentioned again, the property must be their primary residence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They also have to be the only one on title to the property. Now, we do loans where a lot of borrowers, they will have their home set up in a living trust. They mm-hmm. could have it set up in a land trust or just simply in their names. All of those qualify. They don't have to take it out of their trust, so it will you know, remain safe as they would like it to be. Qualification also depends on the value of the property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the more money that your home is worth, the more you're able to qualify for. Also, the older you are, the more money you're able to receive from the reverse mortgage.
So they look at age and they look at the equity to come up with the conversion rate.
That's exactly correct.
Now, when someone applies for a reverse mortgage, like I had started out with my show where, you know, some of the closings are taking up to 90 days. Is it the same with a reverse mortgage?
It is not. It's approximately a 4 to 6 week process. Because we do, you know, we do have to go through the process of a regular mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So there are still guidelines and rules that we have to follow, you know, that we would with a traditional mortgage.
And they're the same across the country, if I'm not mistaken,
they are.
For a reverse mortgage.
Yes. Reverse mortgages are available in all 50 states.
And they really do help a senior citizen or somebody over 62 that has equity in their home that is, you know, either looking to say they could do a lot of things. They could even take a trip that they've dreamt about doing for their entire life.
They could take a trip. Yes. We had a borrower one time, him and his wife, they actually got a reverse mortgage. They hadn't been back to Italy for years and years and years, and they got a reverse mortgage, and they took their whole family on a trip back to Italy.
See, I look at reverse mortgages in such a positive way, and the reason being, if you have lived in a house for years and years and years, and it's paid off, and you do have a substantial or any equity in it, and you want a portion of that equity while you're still living to enjoy your life, enhance your lifestyle, even do repairs on your house if you're having, you know, any type of financial problems or, you know, how the students are being hit with these high interest rates on student loans if nothing's done about them. You may even have a grandchild that you want to help out with their student loan. There's no limits on what they can do with the cash as long as it's legal and ethical.
Legal and ethical, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, but there are no limits. You know, it's just increase their monthly income. You know, unfortunately, there are situations where there's a widow or a widower and they may lose a monthly income, you know, and they may have a mortgage existing on their property. You get a reverse mortgage. That mortgage is paid off, and they save that monthly payment every month.
Now, you get the calls for being the reverse mortgage specialist. Do you get more calls from adult children or from seniors that are, you know, say over 65, or that makes them a senior, I guess, I could say?
More calls actually from the seniors themselves. They do, and we do suggest that they always involve their families.
Well, that's very important, so people know that, you know,
exactly,
all their questions are answered. And once again, you want to call Danielle Wilson at 630-205-5637 for any questions that you have about a reverse mortgage. She is your specialist with over 17 years experience, and I highly trust Danielle Wilson. That's why she is on Aging Info Radio. And you want to stay right here. When we get back, we're going to find out how a reverse mortgage affects your income, or does it? Does it affect your Social Security, pension, or any of your types of income? So stay right here on AM 560. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine, because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square, where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
Are you part of the sandwich generation and currently feeling a little grilled and fried? Call family-owned Partners in Senior Care, and we can help you get your life back. Our geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330, or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
This is your host, Susan Wacky, and we are talking about mortgages today, reverse mortgages and forward mortgages. And do not change the dial. Do not shut off the radio. We are going to make this very interesting, or continue your interest with it. Mortgages can be a mundane subject to talk about, but I am very committed to you learning something today. And I'm here with Danielle Wilson. She is a reverse mortgage specialist at U.S. Lending and Finance. And their website is uslendingltd.com. Danielle, when someone gets a reverse mortgage, does this affect any of their other income, such as Social Security, pensions, or Medicare?
No, it actually does not. The reverse mortgage, the funds from a reverse mortgage, are actually funds from a loan. So it's not actually considered income that would affect any of those Social Security, pensions, or Medicare.
So that's just additional income. It's now, what about tax liabilities?
The money is actually also tax-free because it is a loan. It's not actual income, earned income. It's from a loan, so you do not have to file this on your taxes. It's tax-free income.
This is so interesting to me because I just know the difference it can make in many lives, especially if people are really struggling with a limited income, or they lost a spouse and they don't have that additional income coming in. I mean, it can really, really enhance a life. What are some of the biggest objections that you come up against with
clients not wanting to do this after they get all their questions answered?
If they don't have an existing mortgage on their property, putting a mortgage on their property, you know, on their home that they have had maybe paid off for 20 years, mm-hmm. you know, they're just leery or nervous about doing that because that was a home that they paid for, you know, for 30 years and they've lived in that home. So they're just worried about, you know, putting another mortgage on that property.
And how it's done, and is it all, I mean, there's a lot with mortgages that can go create a lot of havoc.
They can.
You know, I mean, even times when you start to do a mortgage, you get involved with the wrong company. That's the beauty of U.S. lending and finance is the simplicity, the streamline, even though there's a lot of, with traditional mortgages, there's a lot of different variables involved and things in the way that are that's slowing the process. I would think, though, with reverse mortgages, it's standard. It's absolutely standard across the United States.
It is. It is. And you know what? And it, the one thing about U.S. lending and finance is that we, you know, these reverse mortgages, you know, I've been doing these for such a long time and I've seen, you know, great stories. I've seen very sad stories. You know, I tend to take them all personal and to heart in, you know, knowing that we're helping out the seniors.
So when you say sad stories, you mean sad, not with the reverse mortgage,
right,
but
exactly,
sad
exactly.
situations.
Sad situations. That's exactly, I should have said that right. But yes, sad situations, you know, of, you know, people almost in foreclosure, you know, sadly enough, someone, you know, a senior citizen who had a mortgage on her property that could no longer, you know, pay for it. And, you know, we rescue the house from the foreclosure with the reverse mortgage.
And you're able to do that with a reverse mortgage?
Yes, we are.
Oh, that's got to be very gratifying
yes.
in what you're doing.
Yes. And paying back property taxes. You know, seniors have trouble paying their taxes sometimes, even though they can have the senior freeze on the amount, mm-hmm. you know, that is charged annually. They still have trouble. They can use the reverse mortgage as a tool to pay their property taxes every year.
I have a question. Private duty home care. If somebody is getting to an age they don't want to leave their house, private duty home care is expensive if they're having it, you know, 24/7 or 5 or 7 days a week.
It is.
Can they use the reverse mortgage for that as well?
Absolutely. And over the years, I've had a lot of customers that specifically used it for that. And that's a situation where the children of the senior actually call for information because they've been helping their parents for so many years and then they begin struggling, you know, helping to pay for the home health care for their parents.
Absolutely.
And then they use the reverse mortgage as a tool to generate that monthly income to pay for the home health care.
So all hope is not lost.
All hope is definitely not lost.
So if you have an aging parent that you think needs home care and you're worried about paying for it, there's a huge possibility here. Call Danielle Wilson at 630-205-5637. She is with U.S. Lending and Finance, and Danielle will get all your questions answered with her 17 years plus experience. I mean, you're looking at an expert here. What about standard fees for an application? How does that work?
Well, the fees associated with the reverse mortgage are the standard fees of getting a regular mortgage. Again, I can't stress enough how much this is really just like a regular mortgage. It's just the payout is different. You're not making payments. You're receiving money. It's the standard fees, you know, title fees, a credit report. There are no junk fees associated with reverse mortgages. So, you know, that's also a safeguard for the senior that they're not being charged excessive fees. They're only being charged the necessary fees to complete the process of the loan.
And when you say junk fees, what do you mean there?
You know, junk fees, you know, sometimes, you know, mortgage companies, you know, they'll charge a processing fee or an underwriting fee, you know, or additional fees. In the reverse mortgages, those fees are not allowed.
So are there consumer safeguards in place for reverse mortgages?
There are, actually. When a homeowner calls to get some initial information on a reverse mortgage, they then choose a counseling agency. Counseling is required for the reverse mortgages. And all that is, you know, half hour to an hour of their time. They talk to a disinterested third party, not someone trying to sell them anything, to basically reiterate or correct whatever a loan officer, reverse mortgage specialist may have told them, you know, to make sure that it's also a safeguard to make sure that they're not being forced into something that they don't want to do, you know, and that they understand fully going into this 100% why they're doing it.
Exactly what it is. And is that a requirement, did you say?
It is a requirement.
Which is great.
It is fantastic.
That's another reason, if you have any questions, concerns, or you're considering a reverse mortgage, or you didn't take one out a while back because you became afraid of what you were finding out, contact Danielle Wilson at 630-205-5637 and get your questions answered. Danielle, walk me through the process with you. They do call you. What happens from there?
Well, they make the initial phone call. What we'll do is we'll go through, we'll get general information as far as their full birth date, value of the property, just some general information. We run the numbers. We see how much they qualify for based on their age and the value. If they decide to go forward, like I'd mentioned, they'll pick a counseling agency that they'll call. They will receive a certificate stating that they have been counseled. We will then proceed with the loan application. They will then call us. We'll make an appointment, take their loan application, and the process begins. And we're off to the races. We order everything, the appraisal on the home, the credit report, get all the paperwork together, and now, it's that simple.
You said over the phone. Do you also meet clients in person?
Well, we do. They'll do the counseling over the phone a lot of times. We do meet our clients in person. We do. We will go to their home to meet with them. They can come to the office, whatever they feel more comfortable with.
Absolutely. And once again, Danielle's number is 630-205-5637. Now, you have a case study here that you were talking about, or you have a few of them. Which one jumps out at you?
Well, you know, like I said, a lot of the situations, you know, we had Stella. She is a widow. She was 80 years old. She was living on $700 a month, Social Security. She had, you know, increasing needs for medications. Because we need to remember also people are living longer, you know, so and they're through medications, they're able to live longer and it is more of an expense. So Stella was able to put money in an emergency fund. She had money for her medications every month. And she also generated that money into extra income for the next 10 years.
Boy, what a difference you made for Stella. Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate what you do, Danielle. And once again, she is a reverse mortgage specialist at U.S. Lending and Finance. And Danielle can be contacted at 630-205-5637. Now, with you being a specialist, and I'm just very impressed, 17 years of doing this is a long time, especially with all the changes. What are your words of wisdom for the day?
My words of wisdom to the seniors specifically are, you know, there's no need to struggle. You know, there is help out there, and the reverse mortgage is a tool that should be utilized. You know, it should be utilized because, again, there is no reason to struggle. There is no reason to make large mortgage payments or worry about your property taxes or keeping your home.
Or debt. Yes. Well,
absolutely.
Thank you so much, Danielle, for being on Aging Info Radio. I appreciate
thank you.
It.
Thank you, Sue.
Well, stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We're going to hear from Rich Simpson. He is the president of U.S. Lending and Finance, and we're going to talk all about mortgages, so don't change that dial. And we have Clark Weber with his Look at Life all right here coming up soon on Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did. Do you have have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
Are you lost looking for good care from good people? Then look for the place known for great care and wonderful people, Oak Trace Health Services. Their rehabilitation services help people return to independence fast and stay there with an unusually low rate of rehospitalization. Their staff has all registered nurses and they're Medicare qualified. So when you need rehab, don't get lost. Get Oak Trace Health Services. Call 888-794-3342 or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Hit the jackpot at the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook Terrace. The Senior Lifestyle Expo features seminars, exhibitors, prizes, and more. Perform in a Senior Idol talent competition and share your wisdom in the writing challenge. Come to the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane, August 27th and 28th. For more information, call 630-293-5990. The Senior Lifestyle Expo, where you can hit the jackpot.
Medicare is confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of health care. The Medicare Solutions Network can show you all your coverage options in easy-to-understand terms. We represent every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. We make the complex understandable, and we are your one-stop Medicare shop. Medicare Solutions Network, 800-807-3120. 800-807-3120.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people.
Listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is.
And For My Sue Says today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, the things you say about others says more about you. Well, my next guest has seen so much in the mortgage industry with over 35 years of experience. Rich Simpson is the president of U.S. Lending and Finance. And welcome, Rich, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue.
I'm really excited to have you here. You know, one of the things that I really do with Aging Info Radio is I source my sponsors and my guests that are doing really, really providing an extraordinary level of service to their clients. And U.S. Lending and Finance is another one that's doing just that. Now, you are a U.S. Lending and Finance is a mortgage banker.
Yes.
And I'd like for you to explain the difference for our listeners between a mortgage banker and a mortgage broker.
Okay. A mortgage broker is basically loan originators that get together working for a company that do not underwrite, close, or fund their own loans. They have to put the package together and then send it to a different investor who actually makes the decisions. In our particular case, we're actually a mortgage banker, okay? So we underwrite, close, and fund our own loans. So we actually simplify the process a lot by not having to go out and take this loan, shop it all over the place, and try and find someone that's going to go ahead and purchase this loan versus when you come to us, we actually make our own decisions. So with the one-on-one relationship, we actually make the system very streamlined and help you get through it very easy.
That's why you can say, you know, a lot of times when you, or my own personal experience, you're doing a mortgage or you get into starting to do a mortgage and there's so much involved that it becomes havoc in your life. And there's a simplicity with it all being in-house.
Yes.
And that's why you want to contact U.S. Lending and Finance, and they do reverse as well as forward mortgages.
Yes.
Or the traditional ones. Now, anybody that's providing a mortgage this day and age has to have a state licensed mortgage number. And is that for each individual and the company?
Yes.
So they both do.
Yes.
And what's the process for licensing?
You know, in our particular case, the company itself actually gets a mortgage license, okay? And then they actually have the National Mortgage Licensing System, which is a statewide, worldwide type thing where all lenders from all states actually get two different numbers. So you have a state license and then you have a national license.
Okay?
Then the loan originators actually get a state license as well, and they get this national license as well. So this way the state could track them from one state to another state in case they did something wrong in one state, and they could follow them around. So all loan originators are actually licensed by the state, and then this way they go through. They've taken all their education. They do all their exams, and they actually do 8 hours of CEs every year to continually keep their education up to level so they know what the state changes are.
Now, all this came about 10 years ago?
Yeah, 2004.
2004, and there were a lot of loan originators at one point, and I just heard that there's a lot less. Do you know the numbers?
Yeah. In 2004, there was roughly like 28,000 loan originators that actually got licensed. And then through the years, as the market declined and there was less business, many of these loan originators went and did other things. Today, there's actually less than 5,000 licensed loan originators in the state of Illinois.
And speaking of the licensing, the Illinois license mortgagee number for U.S. Lending and Finance is MB 675-9199, and this is very important if you're working with anyone on a mortgage that these numbers are presented to you, correct?
Yes, yes.
Now, give us your opinion on mortgage rates. They're just starting to go up. What do you see? I mean, is there any chance of them going back down? I'm sure there's always a chance, but is it true also that pushes home values up a bit?
Right now, you know, the interesting thing is that home values are increasing and interest rates are increasing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Normally when interest rates go down, it pushes home values down a little bit. But in this particular time that we're in, they're both going up right now. You know what I mean? So we're actually seeing a little bit of a different trend.
Interesting. I'm sure with 35 years experience, Rich, you've seen a lot.
Yeah. 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 If you look back, in the early 80s when we were running rates at 18%, you know what I mean? To where rates are now, you know, down around that 4 range now, you know? So, I mean, it's huge difference of what the rates used to be at one time.
What's the highest that you've ever seen it in the 35 years? Do you remember? Was it at the 18?
18 and 82.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah. I mean, that's such a difference in a mortgage.
Yeah.
Now, we live in such a fast-paced society, and the regulations, you know, are basically, you know, I call it regulatory slow skis. You know, it takes so much longer for the processing of a mortgage. I keep saying, when is the mortgage industry going to do something here, or are they?
You know, that's the government regulations, the golden crystal. Nobody knows what they're going to do. But, you know, at U.S. Lending, we try to make the whole loan process as simple as possible. So we're actually working very hard to streamline it and simplify it. That's why we are able to get the one-on-one relationship with the customer, sit down with them, find out exactly what their real need is, get the true documentation, and get the loan moving for them as quick as possible.
Well, all that helps so much. And once again, I'm here with Rich Simpson. He is the president of U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Stay right here. We have a lot coming up here on Aging Info Radio, as well as Clark Weber's Look at Life very soon on AM 560. The Answer. We'll be right back.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square.
You'll like it here.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Are you skeptical or confused about reverse mortgages, or have you heard negatives? The truth is they're a powerful tool that can help eligible homeowners 62 years and older obtain a tax-free cash flow. Education and information are key. Call your highly qualified experts at U.S. Lending and Finance. Get the facts and get your questions answered. A reverse mortgage can greatly impact your lifestyle and is worth finding out about. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com.
When it's your loved one, you want memory support services you can believe in. So call Oak Trace Health Services. They provide care for all levels of need with private and semi-private rooms, a secure environment, and a high staff-to-patient ratio. Plus, they're the place known for providing great care and truly caring. So when it's your loved one and you need memory support you can trust, call Oak Trace Health Services, 888-794-3342, or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Zawacki.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio. I'm here with Rich Simpson. He is the president of U.S. Lending and Finance. And we are talking about mortgages today, and not just, you know, any mortgages. U.S. Lending and Finance does something so streamlined in a havoc environment of mortgages. I mean, if you've ever had a situation where you've started to do a mortgage and you just want to take five steps back and start over, U.S. Lending and Finance is the place to go. And their number is 630-205-5637. I am just so impressed with what your company does. You streamline everything just being a mortgage banker, all one-stop shop, correct?
Yes, correct.
Now, one of the things I've noticed in the mortgage industry, and this may sound very far-fetched, but I feel this is an industry that does not only doesn't communicate well, it hasn't really embraced technology, which could be another factor of why it takes so long. Do you see this in your industry?
There's actually more technology going on and more cross-checking, which is actually slowing the system down.
Mm.
So we actually work very hard on trying to get all that technology put together and streamline the process as quick as possible. You know, so it actually, for us, it actually goes a little bit quicker because of the fact that we're able to bring the customer into the office, get a one-on-one relationship going with them, get the proper documentation that we need to avoid the delays. So we get a lot of communication going with the borrower, get them all involved in the entire process, so it becomes a streamlined situation, an easy and good situation for them to be in.
I mean, that's really what people want when they're doing a mortgage. They want, you know, a reputable company, somebody that they can trust, or somebody that they were referred to. And I know you're 35 years in business. You have really built your business on referrals. Is that correct?
Yes.
And not only referrals, I mean, from what you've told me, is that a lot of your clients are going on their second, third, or fourth mortgage with you.
Yes. Not only they've done their second, third, we've done, you know, their cousin, their brother, their sister, their family. So the referral just keeps coming in because of the fact that we take care of these people, make them truly understand what we're doing, get them the best possible rates that we can, and close the loan as quick as possible.
Which is, it eliminates havoc in today's world.
Yes.
And once again, I am with Rich Simpson. He is the president of U.S. Lending and Finance. Their Illinois licensee mortgage number is MB675-9199. Their website is uslendingltd.com. Rich, now walk me through. I pick up the phone and I call 630-205-5637. What happens after that point?
At that point, we're going to sit down and find out exactly what you're looking for. You know, are you looking to do a refinance? Are you looking to do some bill consolidation? Or are you looking to do a purchase? At that particular time, once we know what you're going to do, at that point, we'll start the process with you and go through and get you pre-qualified. We'll get your income At that point, we'll put together W-2s, paycheck stubs, bank stubs. We try and get all this stuff up ahead of time. So this way, if there's going to be any issues, we can get them going before you even go out and do a purchase or you start doing something. Because to put you into the situation where you're going to start a process and then there's a bunch of issues and then you just slow the whole thing down, spending weeks and weeks and weeks trying to fix it, doesn't do good for anybody.
Well, especially if a family was just buying their first home. And I'm sure with the referrals that you get, you're probably getting some of your clients' children that are coming to you that may just be starting their families.
Yes.
So you see that. Well, that's interesting. Now, with that, is that also include, with it being a one-stop shop, you provide the appraisal and the title company?
Well, it depends on the situation. We'll order the appraisal for them. We take care of that. But as far as the title goes, usually if it's a purchase, titles are done by the seller's attorney and they provide them to us. So we don't have any tie into title companies. If they're doing a refinance, we'll refer them to a couple different title companies or get a title in. But it's actually their choice to go where they want to go to close the transaction. Once we get to the point of closing it, at that point, we can either close in our office or at the title company of their choice and go and close the transaction.
Well, that's so great that you do all this for people because, you know, I always go back to, you know, some of the experiences that I've had personally. And you think, you know, this is really just not working for me. And when I really do believe in referrals of people telling good people about good people, and especially in the Chicagoland area, it's almost like, who do you know? And with the 35 years of Rich Simpson doing mortgages, he is the president of U.S. Lending and Finance. Their website being uslendingltd.com. Their phone number is 630-205-5637. You must have a success story that you'll always remember, Rich.
You know, there's so many. There's so many of them through the years. It's just amazing. I mean, believe it or not, but I've actually had men actually come and cry that we were able to get their loan approved for them. You know, that they were so happy to have a home to put their family in. So, and they've gone to other lenders where it just turned out to be a nightmare. They couldn't get their loan approved or anything like that. And we've just put the deal together, restructured it, found out what the real problem was, got the real answers, and then got their loan approved. So many, many times we've seen that over and over and over and over, that someone just doesn't have the relationship with the borrower to sit down and take the time to find out what they need to get the loan done.
And what's available. I mean, so there's always a possibility there if, you know, you can really work with people probably with a lot more diversity than, say, a bank.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
You know, we have the time to sit down with you at one-on-one. You know, at a bank sometimes, you could be a number. I mean, you're going in there, someone's doing it, and they're so busy, they pass it on. But with us, you're actually sitting down, and you get the one-on-one, and we're going to make this thing happen.
Well, I am very appreciative of what you do and know that you're doing a great job out there at U.S. Lending and Finance. And I just want to thank you for being on Aging Info Radio today. And once again, I'm with Rich Simpson, the president of U.S. Lending and Finance. Their phone number being 630-205-5637. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you so much.
Stay right here. We've got Clark Weber with his Look at Life all coming up next on Aging Info Radio.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Hit the jackpot at the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace. The Senior Lifestyle Expo features seminars, exhibitors, prizes, and more. Perform in a Senior Idol talent competition and share your wisdom in the writing challenge. Come to the Senior Lifestyle Expo at the Drury Lane, August 27th and 28th. For more information, call 630-293-5990. The Senior Lifestyle Expo, where you can hit the jackpot.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio with Clark Weber's Look at Life.
This is Clark Weber with another look at life. It was the 4th of July this month in my suburban neighborhood, and among the marchers were my state representative and my congresswoman. The crowd gave them high fives, even though both represent politics at its worst. Our bankrupt Illinois state government is recognized as the most crooked and sleazy in the nation. In Washington, we're spending our way into insolvency playing Santa Claus, and these people were applauding. I wanted to boo, but I didn't. Because, you see, as you and I watched that parade, our iPhones were telling the government who we were, where we are, and they're reading our emails. Overhead on a light pole, the all-seeing police video as it scanned the street. And soon they'll also know all about our health. So now you know why I didn't boo on the 4th of July, Independence Day. I'm Clark Weber. I have a secret for you. When people discover that my wife Joan and I have lived at the Presbyterian Retirement Community in Evanston for 3 years, one of the first things they ask is, well, how do you like it? Well, both Joan and I love it. There's the freedom of not having to deal with the upkeep of the house. You know, no snow to shovel, no lawn to mow. The freedom of knowing that our health care needs are met with on-campus medical care. That counts for a lot. So may I suggest you call the Presbyterian Homes and schedule a tour at their Evanston, Arlington Heights, or Lake Forest campuses. The Presbyterian Homes, a leader in quality senior living for more than 100 years. Now, is it really that good? I should know. I live there. Call them at 847-866-1641. That's 847-866-1641. Or visit their website at presbyterianhomes.org. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you for your look at life, Clark Weber. Just keep those look at lives coming. And really, do not get into a situation with a mortgage or a reverse mortgage where you're feeling uncertain or, you know, you feel like you got into a situation, it wasn't good. Contact U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. As I say all the time on Aging Info Radio, I pick the people that are making a difference for others, that are operating with integrity and providing extraordinary service. And for your hormone therapy, fitness, and nutrition, go to BodyLogic MD. They are your answer. Balance your hormones, impact your health in many ways. Go to BodyLogicMD.com for a location and doctor near you. And when visiting their website, read the women and men success stories. Nothing is better than patient testimonials, all at BodyLogicMD.com. And let's see, safely sell your valuables to a name you can trust, and that is Kagan & Company with over 50 years experience. Call 847-897-5781. And let's see, my paws pooch this week is Tilda, a female one-year-old shepherd mix. Go to aginginforadio.com and click on the Paws logo. Check out Tilda and call Paws Chicago. And, of course, she is waiting with her paws crossed. Yes, Daisy Mae, that is Tilda. And I want to thank my guests again today, Daniel Wilson and Rich Simpson. Our show will be up on podcast soon at aginginforadio.com. A thank you to Clark Weber with his Look at Life. Our sponsors, my programmer, Debbie Schreiner, and AM560. I'm Susa Wacky, your host. Thank you for listening to Aging Info Radio. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.